This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. Tire buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMANUTS7. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49. Nectar Sleep, the last mattress you'll ever need to buy. Get $100 off with code GWFIT100. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 464.
464, hold my mic, son.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, my MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous.
I think you're good. There's a microphone.
All right, sweet. I didn't
there's shit
check.
Happening.
Felt like there was danger. I had to take a look.
There's like behind the camera, there's all this high fancy equipment.
Yeah, there's like shit happening.
Seven people in the booth. They're all drunk and passed out. But I see the lines moving, so that's good.
Like you're giving a blowjob signal. I don't know how I feel about that. I take offense to that.
It's more like,
I think women should be on a pedestal.
Women should be on a pedestal. Yes. Something like that.
I say that half joking.
Speaking of a pedestal, Matt.
What?
I know someone who arrived on a pedestal to his boxing.
Woo! We're going to start with the big thing. Let's do it.
Are we going to talk boxing on the show this week?
That's all we're going to talk about. All
right, great.
We're going to talk about
Tyson Fury, yep. Deontay Wilder.
Who? Yeah, Dos Equis.
Fury arrives to Patsy Cline's crazy.
Yeah. I think that's epic. Dressed like a king.
Yes.
With some beefed out Amazonian type women carry him out to the octagon, but the ring.
The ring.
So he didn't have to work hard for the money. He just had to stand up, walk down some steps, get in the ring. I think that's great. It was a guy with mental health issues going out to crazy. Such a mellow fucking song too, right? When we talk about fighters and their walkouts and I don't know which fighter was talking about. Maybe it was like Matt Brown, right? We used to come out to death metal shit and he'd be way too amped up and then he realized or someone realized, hey, we should take it down a notch and come out to mellow shit so we can be in the zone, not over amped, but on point.
Yes. And I feel like point. Fury too looked like he was sweating, like in a nice way. Like he wasn't overly profusely sweating. He was just kind of warm. Got in the cage again. Ring. Looked good.
Yes.
Good. And he was carrying a little extra weight, although he said that that was a strategy this time around.
He looked a lot leaner this time because I think that other fight, the first time they fought, was when he was in that process of losing like 100-plus pounds because he'd put on all that weight and came back. So he was fit, but he was like had that chubby...
Like fat skinny?
Yeah, yeah. So he had like that little chubby on him. This time it was more lean. I thought he said he hired George Lockhart to do the nutrition.
You know, okay.
Known in the MMA circles, but
he is.
Came in at, I think, 273-ish.
Yeah.
He's like 6'9", so
that's fine.
Like that height, you know?
Pretty
he
solid.
He'd probably be 300, you know?
Yeah, Wilder, on the other hand,
looks like, what, Skeletor on steroids?
I don't know what the fuck.
Fucking thing coming in and
Black History Month and supporting all that and had the lights going around the eyes and looked really scary.
A lot of work.
And he was really sweating profusely when he took that off. I'm talking like drenched in sweat.
Well, he also put on a lot of weight for this fight.
He
put on like 18 and a half pounds of muscle. He was like 230 plus coming into the fight, which is 18 and a half pounds heavier than the last time they fought. Yeah,
how did
that
he
doesn't
do that?
Happen overnight. That's fucking steroids, allegedly. You can't just put on 18 pounds of muscle. It doesn't happen.
In like 6 months?
Right. And at whatever age we are, it just doesn't happen.
Yes.
So drug testing lacks at best.
Okay.
I'll just say that.
So that's how the fight started. Both guys entered. I felt like both represented themselves well in the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to say points go to Fury because it just was better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking epic. Like, that reminds me of a Mayhem Miller type of entrance. You're going, what the fuck am I watching here? I don't know what this is, but I like it.
That's the whole point of entertainment. Like, when I saw a couple weeks ago, like a band performed that wasn't like a famous band, and the front man was just fucking weird. Uh-huh. But you just kind of stand there like, I don't know if I like this, but I cannot stop watching.
Right.
Like, that's
the fucking train wreck.
That's what you want. So, and then the fight starts. And I don't know. I felt like, well, a couple things. Mm-hmm. Why did they let them wear the trunks so high?
Well, I mean, they always do that because they always try to cap off a low blow. So yeah, you pull
he's
up.
He's got it up to like his nipples.
Well, but you always want it here. So, like, a body shot may land below your waistline. If your waistline's up here and it's a body shot that actually lines, they're trying to like trick the ref to call off a low blow. And that's always what I was told. That's why you hike them way the fuck up. It's sneaky shit.
It's really stupid.
Doesn't really work.
I don't like it.
This fight, Fury hired new trainers. 100% opposite fighter than he was in the last fight. The last fight, he was just being very elusive, trying to counter. This fight, super aggressive,
using his
jab, leaning on Wilder the whole fight. A lot of clinching, a lot of making the smaller man carry your weight. You know, there's a 40-pound discrepancy in weight, and he was jamming Wilder. So Wilder's trying wants to land the right hand, and he can't because he's fucking getting crunched and can't fight going backwards. Mm-hmm. So it was a great game plan from Fury, and Fury's
headlocks,
landing
yeah, like, a lot of just leaning on him during that, making him carry his weight. I don't know. I felt like, too, Fury was kind
of
jamming himself in some respects,
some of
too.
It, but
like, it was like a cat and mouse thing, you know?
He was landing power jabs. Like, that jab was
stiff.
Powerful.
Reminds me of George Foreman. It was like, tunk, tunk. But, you know, Wilder seems like he does not do well when he has to move backwards.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. Not a great counterpuncher, you know?
No, and like, his corner had no advice to give him. It's like, they were just hoping a right hand was going to land at some point, and they're going to knock him out. But, you know, I only gave one round to Wilder. It was the second round.
Same. And I think only one judge gave him that round. The other two did not. I felt like it was close enough where you had to give it to him, right? Mm-hmm. He did enough in that round to kind of to win that one. One thing I noticed, and I don't watch a lot of boxing, but Tyson Fury looks insane between rounds. The look he gives his corner, he's got the fucking crazy eyes. Like, he looks just...
Oh, yeah, I think you got to be a little mental, so...
you got to...
And then, we'll talk about the knockdowns and all that, but I think it was the seventh round where he's licking the blood off of
seven.
Wilder, a la BJ Penn, right? Where he's like...
Yes. We had a knockdown in round three.
Yeah.
Wilder knocks... Fury
drops Wilder.
Drops Wilder. We also had a body shot knockdown in round four.
Five?
Yes. Four, five, sorry. And then, of course, the KO kind of, what? I mean, I have a question, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, what the fuck happened at the end? So it's like the corner tried to throw the towel in, but then the ref saw it maybe and was like, okay, it's over, but the towel never got thrown.
No,
so
it did. There was angles that showed it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, yeah.
But the ref, did he see that?
They asked him after the fight, and he said, yeah, he saw it. And that's
maybe they
talked.
Did they talk to him between rounds, saying like we might want to stop this?
I don't know. I need further follow up on that. But
okay,
I mean, I think it, both ways. He said he saw that the ref, and then you could see it coming in. But there's just a lot of weirdness because, you know, going into this fight, I thought there was going to be some conspiracies. I feel like the first fight, Fury clearly won. And the judges ruled it a draw. And I'm like, fuck, man. I feel like they're going to do this again to the guy.
Yeah.
And then you had that bullshit point deduction in the fifth round where...
For what?
The guy had warned both of the fighters earlier, like, I'm going to take a point. And then they're both doing bullshit when they're trying to break them apart. And it wasn't anything egregious. And the ref's just like, fuck it, point!
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? And I felt like the commentary was kind of trying to be a little biased towards Wilder, too. So I'm just glad it got finished because if that shit goes to a decision, somehow Wilder's going to win. Somehow. Or it's
no
a
way.
Draw, a Wilder win, some kind of fucking shenanigans. But, you know, thank God it didn't get to that point. So.
Well, Wilder looked like he gassed out pretty early. And he had blood coming from the ear. I don't know if it was ever confirmed that he had a ruptured eardrum or not.
No, that was bullshit. You're not rupturing an ear. That's just he had a cut.
He had a cut on his ear?
Yeah.
These boxing commentators are just shitty.
Well, I feel like it's UFC 1 and you have like Jim Brown. And it depends like who, because there were two different broadcasts. Because I think Fox was broadcasting it and they had, I want to say they had a woman as one of the commentators. And then you had ESPN with their own set. So it was like a cross-promotion deal, and we saw it through the ESPN side.
Okay. Was it Jim Lampley?
No, whoever it was pretty good. Lennox Lewis was one of the guys.
I liked him.
It was decent. I wasn't pissed off at like these guys going, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Because some of the broadcasts we've watched, boxing-wise, like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? He's not throwing enough body shots. He's not going to win. Like, what are we watching here? So.
Yeah. Tyson Fury gets the victory. Do you think they need to run this back?
Well, the unfortunate thing is there was a immediate rematch clause in the contract, so they're going to run it back.
Why?
Because it was in the contract. It doesn't have to be. So it's contractually, if Wilder lost, they have to rematch and fight a third time.
So what if Wilder wins? Then what do they do? They have to fight
nothing because he was the champion.
They have to fight fourth time.
Oh, again?
But now Fury's the champion.
Well, it's weird because I don't know if he has to honor that because of all these different organizations, right? What are you going to do, strip the title from him? I think he holds four belts. Who knows? Boxing is so retarded.
72
the
belts!
The amount of organizations and belts each guy holds and whatever. But there's talk of the Joshua fight. Anthony Joshua is a person that a lot of people think that Fury should fight next. And now he's going to have to go through Wilder again. But we need to talk about, before we go any further, about how Wilder handled the loss. I'm just going to ask you one question.
Is he Brazilian?
Yeah, fucking ain't right. Is he Brazilian?
He might be Brazilian.
Because
Let's lots of start. Excuses.
So, I was wearing 50 pounds of gear in my costume, so I was gassed out, and that's why I lost the fight. You know what? You sound like a fucking 5-year-old whose mommy didn't fucking put his clothes out, and I don't know what to wear. I'm about to wear my Halloween costume. I'm 50 pounds. If I get an erection, I pass out because my dick's so big, and I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Did I win the fight?
You lost. So sad.
But the corner threw a towel in. I said I wouldn't go on my shield. I don't know why I'm in such a high-pitched voice, but
okay.
I feel like I'm very whiny. Because someone's very whiny.
Super whiny.
And then there was discrepancy of that. So the corner throws a towel in. I saw an interview with the head coach talking about this. The head coach said, hey, we were kind of talking about that, but I didn't say to throw the towel in. One of the corner guys threw a fucking towel in. So.
Well, somebody needed to stop that fight. And he was getting out of him. Like, it wasn't good. Stumbling around. That's like our friend Keith talks about. You can't let a fighter lose his completely get destroyed like that.
No. And you got to look at, I understand the guy's got a right hand. He can land at any time and potentially knock a guy out. You look at the first fight in the 12th round, he knocked him out. But this guy's carrying 18 and a half pounds more muscle. So he's already, he took a lot of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying more weight. He's already done cardio-wise. Like I want to say it was like the fourth round.
Yeah. Why did he put on all that muscle? What was the reasoning?
I don't know. Because you're losing speed to carry all that muscle.
And endurance.
Right. So.
Seems silly.
He's doing himself no favors in all this. And then he was also saying, he fought the most dirtiest fight. Did he? Did he fight the dirtiest fight?
Fury?
Yeah.
No.
I didn't see anything dirty.
I thought he used his weight. I thought he used distance and timing really well. And he mixed it up. I feel like he way out. The fight IQ for Fury is extremely high in this fight compared to Wilder. Wilder just seemed like he was going to go do the same thing no matter what happened.
Yes, and then they had no game plan. They had no backup. It was just, you're going to knock him out with the right hand. Find it. Okay, you're getting fucked up. I mean, I will give them credit for throwing the towel in, and I'll ask why, why are corners hesitant to throw that towel in when their fighter is taking abuse? Because there was a UFC fight where that Carolina, whatever.
Oh yeah.
Kvitovich, she took like a fucking hard shot, and her eye was fucked up, and there was like no chance for her to come back. But they didn't throw the towel in.
Fuck no, because she's a woman, and they're tough as fuck.
Yeah.
You throw that towel in, I'll fucking kill you.
But her eye is fucked up now,
yeah,
and
she needs surgery.
And she can't take a flight home for 6 weeks.
Yes.
So she's stuck in wherever, Auckland.
She can drive.
Yeah. Where are you going to drive? We're on an island.
She can take a boat.
A really big island. Yeah. She could. It might take forever.
It might take 6 weeks to get
home
still.
The coronavirus, so.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Right? So, why do corners not throw the towel in to save their fighter?
Why?
Yeah. What's the benefit?
I think it's a pride thing. They don't want to upset the fighter. They don't want to have the fighter lose face. So it's like, what do you do, right?
Well, it's not on the fighter. The fighter's not going to lose face. Because like, there is a legitimate excuse. Like, hey, I wanted to continue fighting. My corner threw the towel in.
Right.
So that gives him an out. So I'm...
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Do I want my corner to throw the towel in? Probably not. But how many more shots do you need to eat?
I mean, I'm surprised you say this because I thought for sure that you were going to be like, they should have let him knock him the fuck out. Because that was coming, I think.
It was, yeah. But I think they're already looking at, we have to fight this fucking guy again. You don't need to get brutally knocked out here. You don't need it. You're going to lose. You're not coming back. Yeah. There was no, like, you could see his power is dropping too. His stamina bar.
I fail to see the reasoning for having them go at it again because he literally,
I know.
You could argue that he lost every single fucking round in this fight and then he was losing by probably 4 rounds because there's a couple of 10A rounds in there, in my opinion. Never mind that there was that stupid point deduction.
Yeah, I don't even throw that into account.
Fury did enough to beat him in two fights, much less one. So why would they ever do it again? I don't even know. And sure, we'll watch it, but this is the stupidity of boxing. I don't fucking like this. I'm sorry.
Well, then I think they need to fight until one man is still standing. Like, let's go old school boxing, and the fight isn't over until somebody can't fucking fight anymore then.
No three knockdown rule, no save by the bell, nothing. You just mano a mano.
Right, we'll go 100 fucking rounds if we have to.
Yeah, I like it. I still like Fury in that fight.
Well, that's the thing that he you don't know what fighter is going to show up because he was 100% different fighter, right?
That's crazy. He said that himself. He's got mental health issues. It's a crapshoot whether he's feeling high or low at the moment.
Right. And my question too is with Wilder is if he can't handle the loss and has to make 1,000 excuses, you know, how is that going to help him going into the next fight when he can't even accept that he's lost literally two fights? He has not beat Fury in two fights.
Yes.
So, like, how is that going to help him? It's not healthy. He's
going to put 18 more pounds on.
Right. Well, I wasn't heavy enough. Let me match it weight pound for pound. I'm coming in at 273.
Remember Frank Mir when Brock Lesnar was like, I'm going to get bigger.
Yeah. He was too big for me. I'm going to get bigger for the next fight.
Yeah.
He got fucked up worse.
Yes.
Don't take his strawberries. That's all I'm going to say. You got his dad in the corner and say, stop the fight! Stop the fight! He's getting killed! Don't kill my son! Still my boy! Chris Weidman. Fuck, man. It's tough.
It's very tough.
I wouldn't do the immediate rematch, man. I just don't see how that's going to... You all right? Wow, that got dark.
It got really dark.
Oh, you went a different beer.
I switched it up.
Okay.
But it's just
the other one
it's like
was
a
super light
shade of red.
What was that? Is this your first sip of the...
Second sip, but okay. It's pretty good. It's a nice segue into something different.
Great.
Yes, it's a two-beer kind of show today.
Yeah. I'm like one and a half-edge. Mm. I might have to get that one. We'll see.
So let me... I'll stop the...
Yeah, go ahead.
This is really good. Matt got this for me, King Sue. I love Pseudo Sue. This is even better. So if you can find this, which I don't, it's apparently it's hard to find. Good stuff.
They had a shit ton of that at the Binnie's.
The one that I was at did not have that. So
I went to the one over there.
Okay.
I don't even know what Glen Ellen or something.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It's a big one, right?
It's like normal size, you know. So I don't like Wilder's chances in the next fight. I think Fury will fucking KO him brutally by round three. Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. His corner is not going to throw the towel in again the next time around. I'll stop while I'm ahead. I was going to say something very bad. And did you see how much they both made?
No.
Both guaranteed 25 million plus a percent of the pay-per-view points. So, and other places I saw said something like 28 million plus pay-per-view.
Okay. So they're not making anywhere near Mayweather money.
No one is. I mean, Mayweather and Pacquiao, I think, are on their own planet.
It's not even close.
No.
But still pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I want to say the gate was the highest ever that they were talking about for like a heavyweight fight, a heavyweight boxing fight.
Okay.
So, good for them. Make money, get paid. And then how about the proper 12 whiskey on the fucking middle of the ring?
Oh, I didn't even, that's funny. I never noticed that.
That's the first thing I noticed when I'm watching. I'm like, God damn, proper 12.
Yeah.
Look at that shit. Good for them. Moving on. I don't want to talk about the UFC. I just want to show the one picture of Carolina eating this kick.
Oh, good Lord.
Like her face is coming off her skull.
Ouch.
And it almost looks like she's throating her foot.
Eat my fucking heel.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's pretty bad.
That's brutal. So I don't know. Did we answer that question about why the corner doesn't throw the towel in more often? I think the biggest thing is, I think the coaches are afraid to get fired.
Probably.
Like, you threw the fucking towel on me?
Yeah.
You're fired. And now you lose your paycheck.
It could be that.
I don't know.
Such a crazy ass thing.
All right, let's get into some other canoes. Gary Canoes.
Oh, fight announcement, sir. I don't know if you care about this, but...
Yeah.
Minotauro Nogueira to face Shogun Hua at UFC 250 for a trilogy fight.
Fucking Little Nog, huh?
Yes.
I thought he was dead.
No.
Snake Bliskin, I thought you were dead.
They're resurrecting the two old Brazilians from the grave, and they're going to throw down.
I almost feel like they're grandpas at this point.
Yeah.
But Shogun's probably like 28. I know he's a little older. But it's a hard... he's probably 34.
Nogueira's 43, it says.
How old is Shogun?
Shogun, they don't say.
How old is Shogun?
I'm guessing he's 36.
I didn't say... Suga is 21 years old. That's not who I ask, you motherfuckers. I'm just going to call him 34. How's that?
34? Oh, here, I'll look it up for you. Keep talking.
Other upcoming fights. You have a lot of fair fights coming up. Valentina Shevchenko is going to defend her title against Joanne Calderwood. Yeah, good luck. Oh, he's 38 now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Still sexy as fuck.
Yeah, thought he was 33.
I think I need some scars, man.
You'll be all right. You don't need them.
Scars are sexy.
I got a bunch. You don't need them.
No scars?
I got a bunch of scars, yeah.
Yeah.
Fights like as a kid on my knuckles, face. Skull, chest, wrist. Not on the face. I might have one over an eyebrow too from a fight.
Okay.
Tooth, you know. All that good shit. So yes, Joanne Calderwood, we barely knew you. She's gonna get fucking absolutely destroyed against Shevchenko. Unfortunately, Shevchenko is so good, it doesn't matter who they put in there. But when I see sub-tier opponents coming up against her, I feel fear for their safety. Chris Weidman is going back to 185 to fight Jack Hermanson.
Good Lord.
And, yeah, exactly. There's another one where I fear for Chris Weidman's safety. Henry Cejudo versus Jose Aldo for the 135-pound title.
Saw that earlier.
Yeah, UFC 250.
Solid.
That's interesting. Got any other canoes?
I have something for you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great. Moving right along. Let's do the MMA pick of the week. It's more of a little video. And just Alpha Cat Zingano just hanging out. Just saying hi. How you guys doing? I dig it. It's like... Well. Natural, just.
I like the neon green shorts.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's wholesome. Mm. I feel like this was wholesome this week. The time it's not so wholesome.
Like Cheerios.
Honey Nut? Or regular?
Of course.
It's got to be Honey Nut.
Yeah.
Forgot what's in those. You shouldn't eat those.
But why?
I eat them. Because there's some bullshit in them that's not good. Mm. I think it makes, gives rats cancer in their balls. You get ball cancer. Go ahead, search it out. Let's hear what the internet has to say about Honey Nut Cheerios, what's bad about them.
It's a controversial herbicide in Cheerios, okay. Quaker oats, and other breakfast foods that it says could increase cancer risk for children.
Told you. Ball cancer! I thought I was making that up, but apparently I was right.
It is,
ball cancer.
Glyphosate.
Glyphosate, or whatever it is.
Although many scientists conclude that the evidence is not conclusive.
Yeah, it's the ones that are paid off by Roundup.
Yes. Is it bad to... Question on Google. Is it bad to eat Cheerios every day?
Yes. Only if you put them up your ass first.
Yes. I like Cheerios in my ass.
Yes. Let's do ass and nuts. So this right. one's a little lengthy. So we're talking about Diego Sanchez and his trainer. And... Apparently, his trainer did a lot of interviews this week, and he is batshit crazy, even batshit crazier than Diego Sanchez.
Does not surprise me.
Yeah. It's like a match made in heaven.
Yes.
So, Emil Meek, who fought on that same card, said he was training with Diego and whoever this fucking guy is, Fabio something other. Fabio Maldonado! I'm not going to do it. The Fedor!
So, what the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on?
It doesn't matter. I don't even know.
So he was saying they're training together, and they're in the cage. There's a whole bunch of people. You got Diego, Emil, and Fabio. Or Fabia. I don't know.
I might prefer Fabia. Fabia.
Seems a little feminine. So at some point, that motherfucker breaks out a knife. That's very sharp and very metal and very stabby and tries to stab all the guys because they're not moving around fast enough. He has an interesting training method. Sounds a little Krav Maga-y.
It's one way to do it.
But sketchy.
I would just pull my cock out.
Well, then it might get sucked.
Much safer.
Half the guys in the cage might get down on it.
Much safer, though, man.
Maybe.
Less risk for
potentially.
Injury.
Depends. So then MMA Junkie... was saying that Fabia, warned the Nevada State Athletic Commission that Sanchez could kill his opponent, Michael Chiesa, with a modified guillotine choke and slam that he learned during work with paramilitary groups in South America. The report said the bout was nearly canceled as officials investigated his claim. But in the end, they only issued a verbal warning to be sportsmanlike in competition. Chiesa said he laughed off the move after it was demonstrated on him and mocked its potential in a real fight. So, and there was like all sorts of crazy shit this guy was saying. I don't know if you heard about Joe Rogan and fuck him and motherfuck him and this and that. And it's like crazy leading crazy. And I'm just worried... You know, seeing his Diego's performance in that fight, and you got this fucking Svengali as a coach. Like, is that a healthy relationship for Diego?
I don't think so.
Like that guy, like his coach was literally attacking everybody in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look me up on the internet and YouTube, Joe Rogan slandering me and blah blah blah. And, like, I couldn't even read all the interviews; they were so crazy.
I think he's trying to get attention.
Yeah, it's not the right. It's very bad. Like some people will say, Any press is good press, but this press is the worst press. You don't want whatever this guy's got. He's got like face AIDS, and you don't want AIDS. Definitely don't want face AIDS because it's bad. It's very bad.
Okay. Is there going to come a time when we don't talk about AIDS anymore? Is that like going to not be a thing?
It's almost there.
It's almost, we're like right there.
That's why you got to get, or what's the other one that they talk about, the super AIDS?
I don't know what that is.
It's like Super Friends, but not, I don't know.
Because like, I feel like we talk about AIDS. It, and it's okay, and if it wasn't okay, we'd be getting backlash. So it's like, AIDS has become like kind of like the flu. It's just something you talk about.
Yeah. I almost said something crazy.
Wow.
I got to drink a little more beer.
I better not say
that. Yeah, I'm not going to say
whatever,
that one.
Whatever.
I want to bang that one for later. That's an off-camera comment. So is this healthy for Diego, his fucking crazy coach? Crazy leading crazy. Where does
I think
this
it's perfect.
End?
It ends in death and dismemberment.
It does. It ends in Diego in a bare-knuckle fighting championship, unfortunately.
Probably.
Or bare-knuckle boxing, whatever the fuck their organization name is.
Bare-knuckle something.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right. Moving right along. So we're going to talk about females' commentary in male-dominated sports. So it happened on that Fox broadcast. There was a female commentator, and a lot of people were going, losing their shit in their mind because she was apparently just out of control as a commentator. And tonight in hockey, the Blackhawks are playing the St. Louis Blues, and they are, the broadcast team, or whoever's hosting this, is bragging that we have an all-women broadcast team across the board because it's, I don't know. Is it Women's Week or something? I don't know what the fuck
no
it
idea.
Is. But
are they hot?
I don't know. But how do you feel about this? Because I know there's some football games where they might have like Michelle Tafoya or someone on the sidelines doing a little color. But anytime, I'm going to stop there and just ask, what do you feel about women commentating and have you heard?
It's only one day, according to this.
Of course it is.
Also, these women may or may not be hot. How do I feel? I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. Honestly.
Well, have you listened to a broadcast with a woman calling any part of a game that you care about?
No, because I don't really watch TV or games. The last game I watched was the Super Bowl.
Right. Could you imagine a woman calling that, and how would you feel? Well, I guess it depends what their performance is. That's the problem. That's the problem. I'll take this one.
Okay, I'm just going to defer to you.
I'm just going to roll up on this. I think it's fucking horseshit. I'll tell you why. Don't force this down my throat, okay? If you want to have a woman on, you can try that shit. And it kind of reminds me of, here's Monday Night Football. Let's put Dennis Miller in.
Oh, that was bad. That's not
okay?
good. That's not good.
Like, how long did that last? It's not, it's a fucking experiment.
It was terrible.
It was the worst, right? I don't want women calling a fucking sport that they're not going to play. You know, they're not out there fucking throwing hands at people. They don't get what's happening in the... I'm going to speak to hockey specifically because there's fucking fighting involved, but I can't listen to that shit, and it bugs me to the core because I couldn't even imagine, and I'm going to translate this over to fighting. Women fight, and I appreciate the fighting, and I don't mind the men calling it because they know what it's about, but I'd have a problem with a woman calling. I think I'm old school in that aspect, and why is that? Why am I old school about this? It just fucking infuriates me. Like, I don't want you, this isn't your arena, stay out of it, and don't, and especially don't force an all fucking female crew on me. Just to prove a point.
Unless it's in the bedroom, then definitely force
right.
that
then that's fine. You want to do 6-on-1, okay.
I can handle that shit.
Right, but don't force that shit down my throat.
I agree. Well, or I don't know. I'm saying...
Or whatever.
Hey, I'm not...
You're okay with
I'm okay with it. I also understand your point, because I feel like a lot of areas in this day and age have been taken away from guys, and... Like, the feminist movement is real, right? They're,
right.
They are fucking invading everything, and that's okay. It's not like a game, but I do agree that in some respects, certain things might be better suited to a man's perspective, right?
If it's a man's sport.
A man's sport, especially a man who's played that sport professionally,
right?
Right. might have a more of a perspective than a female who is not a man right. and has never played that sport professionally.
When I'm listening to a guy, two guys, like, he may have 30 years of experience calling the sport, and another yes. guy who's got 25 years, and they have a fucking great chemistry together. Now they're going to put a woman in a position that has no experience playing. Some of them may have experience playing, but it's just, you can't force it. And I feel like it's almost just like a show. You're trying to put it together because you're trying to do it, especially for whatever it is, Women's Day, Week
or whatever. It's one day. I mean, I get your point,
I'm not going to watch the fucking game now.
I get your point. You will watch the game.
I will not watch this game. I'll fucking mute the broadcast if I have to. But I'm also done with the Blackhawks over the season, so
whatever.
That's neither here nor there.
I mean, I think some things should be sacred. And it's okay not to have equality everywhere, because that's not how the world works.
We don't need equality everywhere. It should be what do the people watching the sport want, not what you think the people want.
I have a good analogy.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure, and it's been a while since I've watched one, but last time I did, I'm pretty sure that a beauty contest, right, is mm-hmm. usually a female broadcaster, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. These are like former beauty pageant competitors, mm-hmm. women who know what they're talking about, women who understand the competition, women who sure. understand, right? I don't think there's a bunch of like dudes doing that shit. There might be one dude emceeing or something,
right?
Because it's racist as sexist as fuck.
Uh huh.
But I'm pretty sure the women are doing all the commentating because
sure.
why? Because I don't have a clue what it's like to be some hot 10
sure.
walking around, have to shave my bush all the time and do all this weird shit, right? Yeah. I don't know. All these different makeups they wear. I know nothing about that. Why would I talk about it? All right, you're winning me over, Matt. So, you're winning me over.
And then
I'm on board.
I'll go flip side to my point is the Olympics is when it's okay because there are women's sports that I'll watch in the Olympics where I will want the woman's perspective that was actually a former Olympian that can give me insight into the sport from her perspective.
Who's banging who?
Watching the women.
Yes.
I'm watching a women's sport. I don't mind the color from a woman.
I got you.
If she's played said sport.
Okay.
Then I'm okay with it.
All right. Fair enough.
It's a man's sport.
This is a man's world.
That's right. You got to keep the man in the men's.
Yes.
It gets dicey when you talk about fighting.
Yeah.
Moving right along. So a lot of people are getting upset about the matchmaking of the fights lately. So you have a lot of guys coming off of losses getting title fights. So we're talking about Yoel Romero getting a title shot against Israel Adesanya. You have Henry Cejudo, who called out Jose Aldo. Now Jose Aldo's getting a title shot at fucking, 135? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of weird. So, and some of the guys aren't even ranked high enough, because remember when Michael Bisping was the title holder, he's like, I want to fight Dan Henderson, and fucking Henderson was like ranked 9 or 10, and they just said, you know what, let's just do it. Fuck it, it makes sense, let's do it. So how should they make title fights, and is this kind of matchmaking all right?
I don't know, I'm questioning some of this stuff. I think the fans should have a say.
Yeah, I think that's what the most important thing is, right?
We should be able to vote.
What do the fans want? I'm actually okay, you know, I don't give a fuck about rankings anymore. I think we need to just go back to what fight do you want to see happen and make that fight happen?
Yes.
Whether or not they're ranked here or there, who cares? I mean, people can get butt hurt. Like, I'm number 3, I'm number 4. Well, guess what? Maybe you're a boring fighter and people don't want to see you fight.
Maybe.
Like, that happens. Maybe we'll just write you out.
I like it.
So, who's the other guy? Ryan Hall keeps complaining. Nobody wants to fight him. He said
he's a one-trick pony, and he's very dangerous.
Well,
no wonder.
He throws all these crazy kicks and doesn't worry about getting taken down, because you're going to get backpacked if you get taken down.
Yes.
So, all right, moving right along. We're at the last question. I'm going to have a sip because, you know.
Is it Rodrigo Machado?
Yeah, Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rabetrain. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential questions and philosophical questions.
I love it. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
You got this down. It took like 6 weeks.
I know. But you're on point now.
She's on point.
Been listening to a lot of podcasting. My vocabulary is top-notch. Okay. My articulation is on point. I'm almost like the Mike Tyson of podcasts right now.
Perfect.
I'm impregnable. Ready to go. I'll fucking eat your children.
Okay.
I'll fuck you in the ass and eat your children. Or whatever he used to say while he's riding
Did
on a tiger.
Did he actually say impregnable?
Yeah, yeah. He said all sorts of crazy shit. Like, wow. What? He's making up words. He's just like me. I make up shit. I'm like Mike Tyson.
Is that even a word?
I don't know. You could type that in Mike Tyson.
I think it is a word. Impregnable. Of a fortified position, unable to be captured or broken into.
See? Fortified.
That makes sense.
I'm like Mike Tyson. Why do we strive for perfection if it's not attainable?
I think it's the pursuit of perfection that makes us amazing.
It's kind of like Steve Jobs, right? Pursuit of perfection. And then somehow your company ends up with $207 billion in cash. And I just think that's from offloading to other countries. I don't know if that's a pursuit of perfection.
Pursuit of wealth is what that is.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting.
It's a lot of money.
That's why we need to buy more of that.
It's $207.2 billion more than I have.
Yeah, it's a lot more. Does utilizing time properly make our lives meaningful and happy?
No. I think if you're present and you're... Your life is more meaningful. That's what I want to say.
Okay. I have no input. Can life be meaningful without friends?
I don't think so. I think you need to have that. At least one or two.
Yeah. You can share stuff with, bounce shit off the walls with, people you trust.
We're not meant to be lone creatures. I think we're pack mentality for sure. We need to have companions.
Like dogs. Yeah, if you have a dog, does that mean you're alone? If you were just solo with a dog?
No, I think
you got a friend, right? You could talk to them. They don't talk
back.
You
got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend. By the way, I saw Toy Story 4 a couple weeks ago. Terrible. Did not like it. Did you see it?
No.
Okay, good. Don't watch it.
And I hope.
Piece of shit. Although the kids loved it. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
Well, I didn't like that. What was that, One Night in Hollywood?
Oh, I finally watched the end. How could you not like? Oh my God, what a film. I love it.
Because I'll tell you why. I just thought about it some more today. There was no fucking plot. It's just, let's listen to these guys like jerk each other off for fucking 2.5 hours, and then the last 15 minutes is when the movie happens.
But you can't have those last 15 minutes unless you build up all that shit. Look, fucking Brad Pitt beat up Bruce Lee.
Spoiler, sorry.
Brad Pitt beat up Bruce Lee in that movie. If that doesn't happen, the ending can't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because it's you're showing that this man is a fucking badass. That last 15 minutes, I was literally like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? It was chaos.
Right, but everything else up to that point just wasted my time.
Really?
Like, all the acting.
I enjoyed it.
All the interaction was just nonsense.
I thought it was
great. It didn't move the story along. It's just, we're just sitting here, and then all of a sudden... Here's all the shit, man, this last 15
minutes.
You're
looking for shit, but I feel like for me, the build-up and the character development and then the shit happening, it's so much more of a payoff because it's like all this happened and then...
All this could have been 10 minutes, could have been a 25-minute movie.
I don't think we would have bought into it as much.
I didn't buy into it. Like, I got lost and then, like, oh my God, I'm going to shut this off fucking 10 times
That cigarette
over.
Thing is, I feel like that's something you would do, just leave a random thing in my house and be like... I'm going to get this later. And then be like, okay. I come back for it. And I'm like, oh, I'm walking the dog. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, I guess I'll go ahead and smoke this. See what happens.
Yeah. Can't be good.
Favorite line in the movie. Are you real? Really? I loved it. I'm sorry. It was long, but I loved it.
It's okay. We'll agree to disagree on that one. Today, there is no MMA Nut Show because I'm still planning what crazy things you guys are going to do. Instead, I want to know two things from you guys to prepare for the next show. What kind of weapons you guys want? Does Ingo still want the katana, or does he prefer like a fire bastard sword And a longbow.
No, I think a flamethrower.
Oh, you want, like, not the Elon Musk flamethrower. No, you want a real
old
deal.
Old school backpack.
You want like one like thing, the movie.
Like the movie.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now he's going right back to, what is it, One Night in Hollywood with the flamethrower?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Thank you, Once Upon a Time
in Hollywood. So good. I'll take the flamethrower.
And then, Matt, there is no shotguns. Are you okay with a bad motherfucker great axe to make you look all Viking and shit? Yeah, I'm down with that.
I like it. That's kind of a good combo, the axe and the fire.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You burn them up or chop them up.
Yeah.
Like, set them up, spring them down. And then which one are you going to bang? This is the video game version. These are Witcher ladies. Triss Merigold and Yennefer Vennerberg. So Trish is that redhead.
Ooh, I like it.
And then Yennefer is that one. They're like, both smoking
I'm
going
to have to go with the redhead.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. We're both going
to
bang
that. That redhead is pretty solid. It's hard to find a redhead in the wild.
Yeah, they're rare. Very rare. And that's a legit.
You find one, they're usually married. Because the guys know. They're like, yeah I'm going to snag this.
Yep.
I'm going to snag this.
And there's another reason not to shave. If you have red bush, you don't shave that shit.
Fire crotch.
That's right. Because you gotta display that. Okay. Just saying. And
scrolling.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 79, Adult Adventures number 15.
Double bonus. We get. I thought that was the Fuck, Mary Kill.
No.
Hey.
He's setting us up for their next week's story. Missy Stone.
She looks not hot. I'm zero attraction.
Anna Ballas. Okay. What? Anal. Something or other.
What the? Yeah.
I have Olivia O'Lovely.
Good Lord. Okay, 0-2 so far.
Yeah. We have Rachel Starr, and I think we both know where we're going here.
That's the best one of the three, but I'm going to have to go 0.
Okay.
0-3. I'm out on all
that's
that.
That's how I was like that other week, right? I'm done. I'll take this
like,
last
seriously,
one.
I mean, even after the first two, that still does not look attractive to me. I got to pass. What
the? Well, I'm not looking at the face.
What?
I'm just looking
at
the
but
can.
Yeah, but what is happening with those first? The first one especially.
The first one.
She has like She has like a belly or something weird. What is going on?
Well, there's no hip ratio. It's just straight, and then she's flat, and she's on meth.
It's all crazy.
And the second one has got so much ass, it's not right, and her face is fucking broken.
It's the yellow pants. It's messing me up.
Oh, yellow pants. That's not right. Okay, Knowledge. There's a couple
Knowledge. Knowledge. Tings?
Supposed to get a blizzard, but apparently it didn't come to fruition.
No knowledge for me.
All right, did you see this? What is this? Survivor Romania competition. This chick is female. It's not like the outcome. We're going to have to go with no volume and trying to go full screen here. So there's a female. Apparently she's an MMA fighter here on the right. She's doing her little thing. And this other chick wins, this chick loses, she's not happy about the loss, and decides to fucking headbutt and break the nose of her teammate, and he's out.
What the fuck? He headbutt his ass.
That's assault, brother. You can't just fucking headbutt someone right in the nose and fucking break it.
She's very competitive.
That's,
I think you should be a hoot in the bedroom.
We had that, and then I will leave you with this. Never good. Hopefully we are paused.
Am I going to throw up after this? I see something about piercing.
Ah, you'll be all right. There's too much shit going on here. Damn TMZ website. So I'm waiting. Processing. Stuff's happening. We're doing a little pole vaulting. Man goes up and clips his sack.
Oh, God. That's terrible. I don't want to see it again.
Look at they keep jamming it. Look at he's
God.
Up and over. Geek.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Geek. 18 stitches. He said he could see straight into his scrotum.
I'm going to hurl. That's disgusting.
What if that was a lady? She just end up as like a totem pole. I mean, the guy is the scrotum pole, but is the lady the totem pole?
I feel like that's one of the stupidest sports ever invented.
I watch it on the daily.
Do you?
Is that the
because you're waiting
in
for
indoor
that to
track?
Happen?
No, indoor track. So that at before the running events start, they have the indoor bullshit. So you have high jump on one side and pole vault on the other side, and these high school girls. A lot of them don't know how to do the fucking pole vault, so they just run full speed and hit the thing and then just fucking slam into the bar. What are we doing here? Just waiting for one of them to spike on that.
In the Nina?
Yeah. There was a hot chick that used to be a pole vaulter. I don't remember what her name was.
And then she became a barbecue chicken.
Porn star. And now she's a chicken. And she quack quacks.
Chicken on a stick.
Twice a week.
Little Thai barbecue chicken.
Yeah, you can pay 15 bucks and watch her pop out eggs with her kuyaner.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. You just said she's a chicken. I'm just trying to roll with whatever the fuck.
Okay.
You're selling. I'm buying. I buy high and I sell low.
Oh, man.
I'm like Apple, but the opposite.
That's backwards.
I try not to have money. I'm all about being in the red.
Okay.
Fuck no black.
The stock market is low right now. We need a rebound.
Nah, let it keep going down because then we can get in. It's all about buying low.
Okay.
Selling lower.
Okay.
Get in on the ground floor and sell in the basement.
Okay.
Listen to my financial advice. You'll be totally set.
That's a perfect strategy.
2 years.
Yes.
Because then you won't pay those long... What do they call them? Those
gains
long
taxes.
Long-term capital losses.
I don't know.
I'll take care of you financially.
Okay. You just lose all of your assets.
Just lose them all.
Your net worth becomes zero.
Listen to this fucking guy on this podcast. Gave me financial advice. It wasn't good.
Duh.
It seemed like he knew what he was talking about. For half the time.
Okay.
Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Hey, Rabbit. Thanks for playing.